Now, I've got somebody in the studio, and you've been coming in for the last couple of months. I don't know a massive amount about you, but just welcome, Hannah Banana Barker.
Hello.
Now, you've been coming in since... You came in first time just before Christmas.
Yeah.
And you've been coming in every week since then.
Yeah.
And last week, you said... Because I didn't approach the subject, you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you were very brave to bring it up. And, you know, I didn't know how to approach it because I didn't know. And you said... And you said last week... And it was it tickled me a little bit. It made me laugh and it made me kind of sad at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
When you said... Believe it or not, I am disabled. I have a disability.
Yeah. Hard to believe, but I have.
When you come in, let me just make this clear. When you come in every week,
mm-hmm.
I just see Hannah Banana Barker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't see... And when you mentioned them last week, I said, you know, I just asked you a question and you answered it very bravely. And then you said, you know, we should do an interview. Or one of us said that. I think it might have been me.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, let's find out a little bit more about Hannah Banana Barker. You come in every week.
Mm-hmm.
We have a laugh and a joke.
Yeah.
And we kind of skate around the real issues of life sometimes.
Yeah.
And you have everyday problems.
Yeah.
But you smile through them.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get on with life.
Yeah.
So what are your everyday problems?
Like when I get up in the mornings... So, why bother? It makes me feel like I'm not important in the world. And everybody does that, but I just need to realise that I am important in life. I do have something to say, and I need to say it.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. You are important.
Mm.
And, you know, I really hope that coming on the course, coming on the four-piece course every week, I know you come in half an hour early, and and we're not even ready for you, but there you are. But you said you enjoy coming in. Which is good enough for me. Now, you said some time ago, you said I think you said out there when we were having a chat that when you were... Do you mind talking about this?
No. I talk about it all the time.
So what happened when you were two?
No, three.
Three. All right, okay, three.
Get too wide.
What happened when you were three?
Fell out of the window, which is a silly thing to do, but I was only a toddler.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you know, you've had one or two issues, one or two problems.
Mm.
Speech?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I notice that when, you know, forgive me for saying it, when you come in, you're a little bit wobbly on your feet as well.
Yes, I do have problems with my balance.
But you know what? I saw you from a distance today.
Yeah.
This sounds like a film, and it sounds like a song, but I saw you from a distance today because I turned up a little bit later than normally, and I saw you going towards the radio station.
Yeah.
And there you were, all by yourself, and you seemed to be managing life fine.
Mm.
You know, you get here on your own steam, and you do. And you don't have any issues getting here. I mean, sometimes you're a couple of minutes late.
Yeah.
I reckon you stop and talk to people on the way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You are, and I'm not just saying this, because, you know, being around you brightens up my Tuesday.
Oh.
Every Tuesday,
I'm
seeing
glad.
Your face coming through that door.
It's such a nice thing to say.
Well, but it's true. I'm not just saying it. It's absolutely true. You're an inspiration. Because I don't think that if I went through the same sort of stuff as you go through on a day-to-day basis, I don't think I could smile as much as you do.
No, not everyone can. You just need to adjust to it.
Adjust to it, yeah.
And carry on for life. Because if you don't, you will get depressed.
Do you have down days?
Yeah.
What do you do to get yourself out?
Well, on my down days, I cry. I like stay in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not getting upset now, are you?
No.
Because I thought of you being upset, it upsets me.
No, a bit teary.
Bit teary.
Yeah.
But you got friends. The amount of people that come into this radio station and they mention you, and they mention how incredible you are. You're an inspiration.
Yeah. Well, I try to be more fun.
Well, you are.
I still go down the pub.
What do you drink when you go down the pub? Lagers?
No. Fruit cider. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay then.
Fruit cider. Yeah.
Okay. Just so I know, next time we're down the pub and you might just happen to walk in, fruit cider.
Buy me a cider.
All right. So, I know you said a little while ago you want to work and you want a job. And I think so many people will be in a position where they don't, if they don't have to, they don't, you know, I'm not going to. But you're desperate to go out there and work, aren't you?
Yeah, because if you don't help yourself, who can help you?
You just want to get on with it and be treated just like anyone else.
And I'm
hoping that we do treat you like anybody else.
Yeah, I'm no different. Just got problems.
Yeah,
I just got problems. Like I'm still all there. I'm still got all there, but I do things in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that I've come to realise, and everybody else has too. And I'm sure that you've been listening. If you've been listening to the show on a Tuesday for the last couple of months, and for the next couple of months as well, you would know that you are. When it comes down to only fools and horses, you come out with quotes. I'm fairly switched on with only because I've watched it so many times. And sometimes when you quote things from certain films and programs, especially Only Fools and Horses, you know it, and you even tell me what episode it's from as well, which is incredible. And I don't know what the saying is: sharp as a button, sharp as a knife. But that's the way you come across.
Yeah.
And it is it every time I say, if I was to say to you, cheese. Famous quote from Rodney. Cheese. What have you brought to the party, Rodders?
Cheese.
You'll probably know which episode that's from. And you're thinking about it now, aren't you? I can see it.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it now.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that in a moment. But it's so much fun doing the show with you. And it's really opened my eyes as well. And every now and again, you get a reminder of just how lucky we all are. And you are an inspiration.
Don't take life for granted.
No, certainly
because
not.
Because life is a precious thing. And yeah, and I just want to let mine to the full.
Good for you. And long may it continue. Do you know, a couple of weeks ago I was really sad. Okay, a couple of weeks ago I was really sad. And I thought about it afterwards and I thought, do you know what? There are a lot of people that come into the radio station when they're recorded and they hear the voice back and they go, oh, is that me? Oh, do I really sound like that? And I know that when we made a commercial a couple of weeks ago...
Yeah, I used to think that, like, when I was at school, I used to listen to a recording and listen to myself when I couldn't. Not because it sounds hideous.
But you don't sound hideous. And do you listen to yourself now, like when we podcast?
Mm.
Okay, because that's a really good. Let me just make the point. Most people don't like the way they sound.
Yeah,
I'm not just saying this, but most people that come through that door and record themselves, and when you play it back to them, they go, "Oh, is that me? Is that really me?"
Yeah.
And I had a sad moment a couple of weeks ago when I looked at you and I thought, "Oh, blimey, that's probably the first time you've heard yourself for a while," because I didn't know you recorded yourself at school, and you're going through just what everyone else has gone through, but with knobs on. Do you know what I mean? With a hell of a lot more. But you are an incredible lady. You're an inspiration
Thank
to
you.
So many people. You brighten up my Tuesday. You brighten up John's Tuesday. You come down with Josh as well, and I'm sure you make his day.
Yeah.
And he'll be quite pleased that you've come in here for 10 minutes to give him a break out there so he can get on some work out there. All I say to you is keep laughing, keep smiling.
Oh, thank you.
Because believe it or not, you keep us in the game as well. You really do. And if there's any time where you feel lonely or want to, you know, you want to have a chat, or you know where we are.
Yeah.
All
right. I would do.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say? I mean, there's lots of things I want to ask you. I mean, you must have a wonderful family around you.
Well, I have.
And I bet you make them laugh all the time, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
I bet you're a pain in the backside of class too, aren't you? Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi to everyone I know.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You went to St George's School?
Yeah.
Okay, and you left there, how old were you when you left there?
About 19.
So 19 when you left there. And you went there for how many, how old were you when you first started going to St George's?
14.
Yeah. So you were there for 5 years, and you knew the lady that comes in with the St George's Dragons on a Thursday was Marion, and when they came in the other week, you met Marion again, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had good fond memories of school?
Yeah. Yeah, lots of love for mates. Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with those mates?
No.
What about, there was a young lady that was on the four-piece course. She used to be...
met her at the school.
Oh, right.
We met them when we were five in Shenkin Primary.
Oh, Shenkin Primary, yeah.
Yeah, school.
Right.
And... Yeah.
I can't remember her name. What was her name?
Jasmine.
Jazz, yeah, yes. Jazz Wood.
Yeah.
Jazz Wood. Mm. And she came on the course about a year or so ago, and she's had one or two problems as well. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to get her back in and come in when you're in, maybe.
Mm.
Come in and do a lunchtime social debate together. Hey, look, we're running out of time because you've got to go off at 11:30, but I really mean it when I say that. You brighten up everybody's Tuesday, and certainly mine. And if nobody else's day's brighten up, tough. Mine is. I look forward to you. My wife thinks you're great.
Oh, thank you.
Because you put, you know, like her, you put me in my place. Yeah, see,
someone has to.
Absolutely. I remember one of the first weeks you came in, we were talking about, because you were going back to the college and you were doing some cooking, and I said, "Are you going to drop some food in for me?" And you said, "No, get your wife to do it." And my wife was listening, and when I went home, she said to me, "You met your match there, haven't you?" Hey, look, you got to go now. So say cheerio.
Cheerio.
And see you next week.
See you next week.
And thank you for brightening up my Tuesday.